With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Some MAGA supporters are worried the current GOP Congress isn't prioritizing the implementation of President Trump's agenda. But North Carolina Republican Pat Harrigan assures them GOP lawmakers are working to pass Mr. Trump's objectives.
Congress is like a duck paddling on the water, right? The duck looks perfectly calm, cool, and collected on top of the surface, but underwater, it's moving its feet like no tomorrow. That's what is going on behind the scenes in Congress.
And he adds Republican lawmakers are hard at work
to make sure that all of these different constituencies that we have across the country that need to be represented when it comes to determining a policy that actually flows through in line with President Trump's objectives through the reconciliation process, that all of those get sorted out. And we make sure that we're not leaving anybody out in the cold necessarily, but simultaneously, we're also accomplishing President Trump's objectives.
Well, President Trump begins the week with an approval rating of 50%, that from the latest Rasmussen Reports Daily presidential tracking poll of likely U.S. voters. Survey also finds 34% strongly approve the job that he is doing these days. British counterterrorism officers say they have arrested numerous Iranian men. That over an alleged plot to attack as yet an unspecified target in London.
London's Metro Police say authorities are detaining five men between the ages of 29 and 46 in various parts of England. Reason? On suspicion of preparing a terrorist attack. Four of the men are Iranian citizens, and the nationality of the fifth remains under investigation. Police say they arrested three other Iranian men in London on suspicion of a national security offense as part of a separate probe.
And this is SRN News. White evangelicals are standing by President Trump.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds the president's most reliable allies continue to support him in his second term. 72% of white evangelicals say they approve of the way Mr. Trump is handling his job at present. About 70% also rate the ethics of the president's top appointees as either good or excellent. And nearly 60% of white evangelicals say they trust President Trump more than previous chief executives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Long-dormant Nevada law requiring parents to be notified before an underage girl can have an abortion will not take effect this month following a federal judge's ruling. The 1985 law has never been enforced in Nevada because of court rulings that found it was unconstitutional based on Roe v. Wade. The ban on the old legislation was set to expire now that Roe has been repealed, but abortion activists decided to appeal. This is SRN News. Wall Street starts the week fresh off a big rally, fueled by a robust April employment report.
The creation of 177,000 jobs last month, with the unemployment rate holding at 4.2%, topped analyst expectations by roughly 40,000 jobs. It also offset Wall Street's disappointment over a slight contraction in the U.S. economy in the first quarter, and it eased, at least temporarily, fears of an economic slump brought on by a tariff war. The Dow and the S&P gained about 3% last week. The Nasdaq advanced almost 3.5%. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Major surprise yesterday in Omaha as Warren Buffett told shareholders he wants to retire by the end of the year. Buffett said he will recommend to Berkshire Hathaway's board that Greg Abel should become the CEO. Previously, Buffett said he had no plans to step down. More details at srnnews.com.